We're going to take you back to April 2011 for this first episode, the 27th of April 2011. So 10 and a half years ago now, wow.
Oh, God.
Back to the Estadio Santiago Bernabeu. It is the semi-final of the Champions League. It is a Clásico. It's in the midst of the horrendous, for Sid, run of Clásicos, four Clásicos in 18 days. And we're talking about this 2-0 win for Barcelona in the Bernabeu. Both goals scored by Messi. Why are we starting with this one, Sid? There are so many for us to choose from, but you've often said, haven't you, that this is almost like a forgotten performance from Messi.
I really think it is, and I think it speaks to the way that we came in and that idea of taking Messi for granted a little bit. It speaks to that idea of the sort of the normalisation of the absurd. It speaks, I think, in a way to that idea that sometimes Messi was almost too good for it to be a story. And you look back on, as you say, those four Clásicos in a row, starting with the league, then the cup, then the two Champions League Clásicos. And I think, and I'd love to know actually if our listeners agree with this, they may well think I'm talking nonsense. But I think that when people think back to that run of four games, and in particular when they think to the two Champions League games, which of course were the culmination of it, and in a way actually the fourth game, the second Champions League game, almost doesn't happen because it happens in this game, in the third game. I think people look back on it and they will think about the sort of the arguments and the confrontation and Pep Guardiola in the press conference doing the Puto Amo thing.
Yes.
And the kind of sense that this was, if you like, a high point or perhaps a low point, depending on your point of view, of the intensity of the rivalry and the way in which it actually got genuinely quite nasty. Now, I think in some ways, of course, it's exhilarating and exciting to look back on this as kind of this point at which it was absolutely huge. But I think a lot of it detracts from the football itself. And look, I'm as guilty as anyone in this because, of course, as writers, you're looking for a story, for something that's new, something that's different, something that captures your imagination. And often some of that kind of off-the-field soap opera does that. But I think what it did is it served to eclipse what I still think, and you know, we are going to largely, I think, reduce it to one moment rather than the game. And I think throughout this series, we're going to talk about games because it gives you the whole context. But the moment is, of course, Messi's second goal against Real Madrid in the semi-final at the Santiago Bernabeu. And the reason why we say this, or I say this at least, and I trust that you two agree with me, although you don't always, is that I think that goal is Messi's best ever goal.
Yes.
From a huge catalogue of great goals. I also think it's the one that, given how good it is, given how significant it was, doesn't get talked about. Because I think people go back to this and they go, oh yeah, that was when Pepe got sent off. That was the Dani Alves thing. That was the Mourinho thing. Yeah. That was the Puto Amo. That was the confrontations. That was the tension bubbling over. That was the pushing and shoving on the sidelines. Yeah, that was also possibly the best goal we've seen. I don't want to do this, but I'm going to. The opening line of my match report, I've just brought it up. I hadn't actually thought about it, but we're talking then. I thought, oh, I'll go and see what I wrote at the time. And this, I think, I hope sums it up for people. The only line of my match report was, there was fighting and faking, but not much football until the 88th minute when there was a moment of rare beauty. And that's kind of how it feels. That Messi's goal was this kind of jewel in this pile of steaming turd, basically.
Because it had got so nasty and so brutal both on and off the pitch that even, I guess we're kind of saying that even a goal as special as this, even a goal that we're saying is arguably the best goal in Lionel Messi's Barcelona career, even that couldn't quite break through, kind of, you know, find its way through all of that mess to find its way through into the light. Do you know what I mean? Because it was still kind of subsumed in all of this chaos and all of this craziness.
And even after the event as well, because of course what happens is, and I can guarantee that some of our listeners will be thinking this, but more to the point, I can guarantee that, because our listeners are great people, much better than other people out there, I can more to point,
and
I can guarantee
patrons
that
are
when
even
we
better people.
Yes, that when we mention this on Twitter, that someone will say, but Pepe had been sent off, as if that suddenly makes this goal that Messi scores easy, as if it somehow diminishes from the absurdity of a man running through, what is it, 5 Real Madrid players?